I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Too many of you are stuck and this is not going to work because.
I stopped asking the question, how long will it take? And I started asking the question, how far can I go? And everything changed that day.
For people that don't understand the fixed mindset versus the growth mindset, how would you just summarize it right here?
So a fixed mindset is somebody who believes that their talent and intelligence are fixed traits set at birth. Somebody with a growth mindset believes that their talent and intelligence are malleable traits that will change with disciplined practice. And once you go from the fixed to the growth, then all of a sudden everything changes because you realize I'm not good at that yet. And just by putting that appending word on there, you realize, oh, okay, so if I wanted to put energy into that, I could get extraordinary.
See, in the real world, nothing comes easy. You have to put in the effort. You have to put in the blood, sweat, tears. If it doesn't hurt a little bit, if it doesn't sting a little bit, if it doesn't make you a little uncomfortable, you probably won't get very much out of it.
People see the 30%. They don't see the 70% of not making it or not getting what you want.
Your outcomes in life are often a lagging measure of your habits. We think the thing that needs to change is the bank account or the test score or the number on the scale, but actually the thing that needs to change are the habits that precede those outcomes.
But I changed from a goal mindset to a growth mindset.
I switched my mind to something else. I switched my mode into something else. Right, for me, it's the equivalent of Maximus, Decimus, Meridius, and Gladiator picking up the dirt, smelling the dirt. It's go time. You got to put yourself in that cage. When you're in that cage, you are that character. So everything I saw, whether it was TV shows, whether it was books I read, people I talked to, everything was done to try to learn how to become better. Everything. Everything. And so when you have that point of view, then literally the world becomes your library to help you to become better at your craft.
You're either moving forward or standing still. The choice is yours. Decide.
In life, you have two situations. You are either born with too much because your parents are rich and they got you, or you're born with too little. And both are strengths and weaknesses.
Your mindset.
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 Decides it.
Welcome to Daily Motivation, where you get motivated and inspired.
My freshman year, I don't play a lick. And before I knew it, I lost my mindset again. And I began to recalibrate. You know, everybody doesn't play in the NBA. I'll graduate in 4 years. You know what? I just go get a good job. It's okay. It's okay. And the end of my freshman year, my daddy called me on the phone. And he asked me a question. He said, son, you're not playing. Why not? Politics, Dad. It's political. My father asked me a question. He says, how did your coach get paid, son? I said, Dad, he gets paid to win. He says, okay, son, if your coach gets paid to win, won't he play the players to give him the best chance to win? He said, son, you got recruited. You took all your visits. You chose Minnesota. You took your time and you chose Minnesota. You told me that you're going to turn that program around. You told me you're going to graduate in 4 years. You told me you're going to make more money in business than you did in sports. One of the core values of our training and development called family was accountability. That was a core value of that training and development organization called the Bond Family, accountability. He said, so go back and do what you said you're going to do. My father reminded me of what I said I was going to do. I went back to my coach's office. I said, coach, what do I need to do to play in the NBA? He looked confused. This is what I told him. I'm going to become somebody different. What do I need to do to play in the NBA? I'm taking this thing to the next level. We about to rise up. So for you to be passionate, your logic and your emotions need to be intertwined. See, some of you guys have the intellect and some of you guys have the passion, but you have to have both to be successful in this business. Sharks are hunters and predators. They never stop swimming. In fact, if a shark stops swimming, it will die. If a shark goes backwards, it will die. Think like a shark, act like a shark, and behave like a shark. Can I ask you a question right now? Can I ask you a real question? Not your neighbor, I'm talking to you. What kind of student are you right now in life? You're in charge of your promotion. If you do 5 million and want to get to 10, you're in charge. In order for you to rise up, you better take your game to the next level. Your mindset needs to go to the next level. Your information needs to go to the next level. Your relationships need to go to the next level. Take your money and get information and access, and you will get good habits and good rituals, and you will go to the next level. Coach, what do I need to do to play in the NBA? He said, you can't run, you can't jump, you can't dribble, you can't shoot, and you can't rebound, son. Next year, I'll be your most improved player. I'm going to think, I'm going to execute, and I'm going to win. I'm going to think, I'm going to execute, and I'm going to win. I'm going to execute what I've been trained to do.
I want you to tell us what those lowest moments of childhood felt like in one word.
Temporary. Absolutely temporary. There was just no way I was going to let that person beat me again. And there was just no way I was going to stay comfortable in this negative place. Just a matter of time. Some things are just destiny, you know? Look, everybody goes through a moment in their life where everything you thought up to that second vanishes, and you realize that there's an opportunity to change the story that you've written in your head for the last 2-3 decades. And I think it's universal. I think there are very few people who don't get to a point at year 20, 30, 35 that don't start debating, wait a minute, is this what I want? Is this where I'm going? Is this how it's playing out? And, you know, to me, that is one of the most important moments in one's life. You know, many people look at it as a moment to start to get upset and say, wait a minute, this is not what I signed up for. And others, regardless of what's happened, use it as an opportunity to write the next chapter.
You know, I think anybody who's listening right now, if you want to set yourself up for success, ask yourself how much risk you've taken in the first 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years of your life. When I started talking about business on Twitter, every single comment in 2009 was, shut your mouth, wine boy, stay in your lane. I'm telling you right now, you want to talk about why so many of you aren't exactly where you want to be? Look deep inside yourself on what your expectations of others are.
Ask yourself how much you've been succumbing to peer pressure. Like, if you've always wanted to be cool to the popular kids in your high school, you're in trouble.
The amount of people in here that have a job they hate and they buy things they don't care about to impress people they don't give a fuck about scares the shit out of me. Most people spend money on dumb things, which then forces them to do things they don't want. Long before I became the wine guy on YouTube and Twitter, I was a businessman. And I think if it's your truth, there's a very big difference between being an entrepreneur and a successful entrepreneur. I can say that I'm a football player, doesn't mean I'm gonna get paid to do it. And so I think the truth, I think it's unbelievably exciting for me. It feels warm in my heart that the thing that I've seen consistently, analyzing this every second of my breathing day for the last decade, has been whatever your truth may be, as long as it is actually your truth, you will always over-index. And people told me to not curse on stage, you know, my agents who booked, like, stop cursing on stage because we're losing so much money. I'm like, I can't. I have to be me, and wherever the chips fall, and I think for everybody, A, it's fun because it's easier, and B, audiences are smart, to your point. You can smell when that person wants to put their agenda through. And so I think the truth, which is a very exciting answer to this question,
The truth is undefeated. Until this room redefines success into waking up in the morning and being happy versus money, we will be in a bad place. Think about two core things, in my opinion. One, you have to, at all costs, not beat your own self up with yourself. At all costs. It's huge. Yeah. You need to really be your own biggest fan instead of critiquing everything. Number two, moments in time. You've got to wrap your head around how young you actually are. You have to wrap your head around how early in the process this is and how this is just a very small moment in time. 400 trillion to one. I just want everybody to hear this. This is the reason I'm happy 24/7, 365 for the rest of my life. 400 trillion to one. The odds of becoming a human being. You might not like the human being situation you ended up in, but let me tell you this. Your mom might have grabbed another glass of wine and you never would have been. I mean, 400 trillion to one. I've never seen anything that scares me as much as sitting with somebody in their 80s or 90s who spends all their time talking to me and not about what they did, but what they wish they did. And in that, there's something that I think can really work here, and here's what I mean by that. I believe that if everybody in this room had a better relationship with understanding time, they could be much happier. I feel like people are grossly impatient. I don't think that people that are 55 years old realize they have 20 more years of executing in a world where they grew up as kids and 55 seems so old and people were dying at a different age and retiring at a different age. I think if you actually saw regret up close and personal for one day, that a lot of the things that you're not doing, that it could scare you into doing it. I live a life already where people email me on a tactical level the regret that they wish they listened to me around this, that, or the other thing 3 or 4 or 5 years ago.
Things that we can't control, we can't plan for, they come anyway. This can be in relationships, the workplace, the family. It tears us down when things start to go to chaos. And all you want to do is win. See, I witnessed so many times in my life, and it may be someone out there that understands life. Understands that pain is necessary. Understand that unexpected obstacles stop them. You gotta dig down deep today. Even when you're crying, even when that girlfriend or boyfriend is walking out of your life, I need you to be prepared. Because sometimes when terrible things happen to us, we go into this dark shell and we stay there. And we believe that this darkness will be our home forever. But you gotta understand that every pain is a lesson. Every lesson that you learn in the process of life is turning you into something. It's turning you into something phenomenal. See, dreams, aspirations, they're not easily obtained. You're gonna have to walk through those storms with no umbrella. But know and trust in God that you will not get wet. Yes, life is painful. In it, we lose some of the greatest things we ever had. But one of the hardest things to do is to keep going. It's to keep chasing. See, sometimes when people leave, we believe that that's our entire life. We believe that that is our existence. But we are more. Because like my grandfather used to tell me, one of your dreams, they never lived down there. What now is dedication, relentless effort to achieve your dream, putting a plan together, not just jumping into the water with no life vest. Putting a strategic plan together to be greater than you were yesterday. To be greater than anything anybody could ever imagine. See, this thing about dreams, we believe that it's up to other people to believe in. And the truth is, the only person that needs to believe in you is you.
In order for you to meet greatness, you have to first align or position yourself to get greatness. It doesn't matter how successful you think you are, if you don't get where you need to be, you'll never meet greatness. So there are a few things that I would consider extremely important when it comes to positioning yourself for greatness. You have the ability to control your actions. You have the ability to make things happen. I heard someone once say that whether you believe you can or you can't, you're right. Have you ever tried to catch a pop fly while playing baseball? The only way that you are able to catch the ball is to first align or position yourself to catch the ball. If you aren't in the position to catch the ball, I don't care how nice you look in your uniform, I don't care how many fans have come to watch you play, if you don't align yourself or position yourself, you will never catch the ball. In order for you to position yourself for greatness, you have to develop mental toughness. Some people might call it having thick skin. One of the first things you must do to position yourself for greatness is what is called attraction and action. The core of attraction is defined like this. Wherever you tend to place your thoughts, your feelings, your energy, and intention typically defines what you create in your life. All I'm saying to you is that with some action, you can get the things you're attracted to. You want those good grades? You have to work hard to get them. You want that large bank account? You have to work hard to get it. You have to work hard to get it. It's all about positioning yourself for greatness. One of the best ways to do this is by having a vision that is supported with intention. In other words, believe that you can achieve something and then actually go out and achieve it. Too many people have dreams of being a billionaire but have a $100 mind. If you're going to dream that big, you have to have the hustle and the grind that matches. Big dreams, big hustle. They go together and can't be separated. Learn to trust yourself and give yourself permission to try the very things that you dream of. Stop waiting for the world to validate your thoughts and your goals. Forget them. You just do you.
Stay with us. We'll be right back. Hey there, fellow listeners. If you're passionate about fitness and wellness, then you're in for a treat with our latest ebook, The Ultimate Female Body Fitness Guide. Click the link in the episode description to grab your copy now at an exclusive 50% off discount. This comprehensive resource is designed specifically for women aiming to conquer their fitness goals. From strength training to cardio, flexibility, nutrition, and mindset, we've got you covered. Inside, you'll find expertly crafted workout routines, personalized meal plans, motivation tips, and strategies tailored to help you reach your fitness dreams. We also tackle common challenges women encounter on their fitness journeys, offering advice on balancing exercise with life's demands and breaking free from societal norms. Don't miss out on this incredible deal of 50% off. Get your ebook now before it's too late.
Dreaming is good. having goals is good, but sooner or later, there comes a time when you must act.
One of the worst phrases we've ever created was, you got to see it to believe it. It's a phrase created by cynical people with small minds that have not got any hope that things can get better. Can you imagine what the world would be like if everyone believed that this was true? We'd have no cars, no planes, no light in the dark. We'd never have computers or mobile phones. We'd never climb mountains, break records, or go to the moon. I used to believe this rubbish. Nothing can be achieved, conceived, until first it's believed. You have to believe it to see it. If there's something that you want to do with your life, that thing deep inside you that whispers day and night, it will always, always just be an idea until you choose to believe it's possible. You have to believe it so much that you already think it's happened. You have to walk like it's there, talk like it's there, believe it's there.
Dreams without action, that's the path to delusion. Without action, these dreams and goals will fill your life with a load of negative emotions. Things like anxiousness, nervousness. They will fester inside you and drain your energy. The reason most people don't take action is simple. It's fear. Fear of failure, fear of success. And the only way to overcome this and to stop making excuses why you shouldn't act is to make not taking action more painful than taking action. People sit around and they focus on all the bad that might happen to them if they try to act, that they completely forget about what will happen if they don't. So think about it right now. Let's think of some things that might happen if you try to do the thing that you've been wanting to do for years. Okay, well, it might not work the first time. It might not be as easy as you thought.
People are going to think you're mad. They're going to look at you and think you're insane. They're going to tell you like, it ain't possible. It's risky. You shouldn't do it. Be careful. Stick to what you know. Stick to what you do. That. Follow your dreams. These people have to see to believe it, but you need to believe it to see it. Amazing things happen when you believe you have something. Your brain actively goes out to make it happen. It starts to notice little subtle opportunities that you would have otherwise deleted because it knows it's got a job to do to get you what you want.
But if you keep taking action, in spite of all this stuff that might happen, guess what? Sooner or later, you're gonna start winning. Remember, there ain't no such thing as failure, baby. Only feedback.
You know, it's funny. It's really hard to ask a giraffe to be a penguin or vice versa. And so one thing that's become much more obvious to me as I've gotten older is like, wow, DNA is powerful. Like, I'm so comfortable with no and losing and fear, but I'm so empathetic to people that aren't. And this will surprise a lot of you that maybe follow me, I'm unbelievably comfortable with aggressiveness and candor and binary talk on stage, but one-on-one, I've really struggled over the last 25 years as an executive with radical candor and shooting it straight because I'm so optimistic and I'm always trying to fix it. And so that's taken me a lot of work. And through that work, I'm like, okay, you know, there's the things that come natural and there are things that aren't. If you grew up in a framework with parents or customs that really desperately overvalue outside affirmation, the opinions of your parents' parents or siblings, because you come from a, let's call it what it is, an immigrant background where there's a huge commonality there. School, you were so deeply bought into school that the short-term affirmation of every 90 days with grades and report cards made you comfortable. It's very hard to then go into, hey, this is what you should learn from entrepreneur land. Like, don't worry about it, it's all gonna be fine. That's very hard. You've fully built yourself as an animal to completely value outside judgment that is not based on the market, but based on another human being. That's what I'd like people to learn, which is like, hey, like, what are we doing here? You've won the 400 trillion to one lottery of being a human being. Do you really wanna live with regret? Like, do you not understand that the internet is the greatest optionality in the history of mankind? That our grandparents and everybody behind them had nowhere close to the options you sit with today? And really, like, what are you valuing that's making you conform into doing something that doesn't make you happy? Your current overhead? So sell your home and rent. That sounds crazy. You know, when I started talking about, like, hey, in the pursuit of happiness, would you consider selling your home and renting? I mean, I got destroyed in the comments sections and a lot of the play, like that I'm some horrible person. I'm like, how is living your life to pay the bills that you've created for yourself? That's all that humans do are create their own jails and then live within it. That's all we do. So knowing that that's very hard in a human way, the situation you have with your parents, all that stuff, the professional one feels like I have a prayer of communicating that and letting people, and here's my point. If you wanna be a professional skier, or if you wanna start a blog or podcast around cooking, my big thing is, if you jump and start swimming, you know, this is riding a bike, kissing a boy or girl, or you know, swimming. It seems super scary until you do it, and then you just laugh about why it felt so scary. Like, if you go do that thing and live more humble, live with judgment, you could always get a job again. Like, I don't know, like, I just, my great fear is regret. Because it is the obvious thing I see in people that are 80 to 100 years old that seems super scary. Nobody was thrilled that they played it safe. It just, you don't see it. And I think people should spend more time with 80 to 100 year olds that aren't their grandparents. I mean it. I think people need context on life a little bit. I think people have a horrible relationship with time. Do you know how many people in this room are scared shitless of 30? Like it's some thing, like it means nothing. But our society has decided to tell you that you have to figure it out and marry and children. And what are you talking about? 98% of the 59 year olds I know don't have it figured out. The hell are we supposed to have it all figured out at 30? 25, like people are making terrible decisions, getting married because they think they're supposed to by this age. You know, like buying homes because they think they're supposed, like the rules of modern society have led to, everybody wants to blame technology, you know, and drug companies for, you know, all our problems. We need to blame our norms, our expectations, are ridiculous North Stars that make no sense. We're living, when I look at this young of a crowd, they're living to 110. There's an enormous amount of people in here that are gonna live to 110 and are freaking out that they don't have it figured out by 30. You're not even a quarter of the way there yet.
Thanks for listening. Kindly support the movement of this podcast by supporting us or subscribing to our premium content for more exclusive stuff. When you do so, you also get a shout out in our next episode. Thank you.